Welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today is podcast number 1792. The topic is Q&A, and the title is, I Eat Healthy, But I'm Not As Lean As I Want to Be. Some of the trainers I work with, this is something we deal with quite often, and most often it's because they undereat. They're very busy, they're overwhelmed with things, and they're always chasing after, you know, the next thing on the to-do list for the day. Client, and email, check-in, and the list never ends. So they tend to undereat, and that actually leads to them feeling soft and kind of looking soft. This came up for one of my clients recently, and I wanted to share our discussion. I wanted to share what they were eating during the day and then some of the changes that we made that will help. This would work for anyone who eats healthy but is not as lean as they want to be. Chances are you're running into some of the same issues. So if you listen to today's podcast, try some of these things. It can definitely help. Okay, so the first thing that we did was I had her send me what she normally eats. And the idea of that is I don't want to just send her foods and a schedule that have nothing to do with her actual life and what she's going through and what her current schedule is. I like to take what people are already doing, make the next, you know, one, two, or three changes that can make the biggest impact, let them implement that, and then we move on and try the next one, two, or three things. I like to start where the person is rather than having them overhaul everything they do. Now, if they're starting with nothing consistent, then I will give them something to start with. But for all of my training clients, my trainers who are clients, they are already doing something. And then I'd rather just build off of that and make the changes. So what she's doing is in the morning, she has a, and I'll explain it here in a second, but she has a high protein kind of breakfast-ish. You call it a breakfast because it's the first meal of the day. But she takes in a lot of protein, then she works out, and then she trains her clients, and then she goes through kind of the rest of the day. So she is a very high morning activity, and then like a lowered evening activity. This is going to be common for most people, is you're going to be busy during the day and less busy in the evening, and then people tend to do the opposite with food. They tend to undereat during the day, and they eat more in the evening. So we're going to look at what she's doing. If that's happening, we want to work to correct that in the easiest way that we can. So she says her morning food is 3 scoops of raw whey protein unflavored, which is going to give her 30 grams of protein, 1 scoop of Vital Proteins chocolate collagen peptides, and then 1 scoop of unflavored collagen peptides. Then she has black coffee with the protein and collagen blended in. So it's a very high protein drink, and definitely going to get some caffeine in there, which is great for pre-workout. So tons of protein, tons of protein. And then a lot of caffeine, well, maybe not a lot, because, you know, some energy drinks have 240 milligrams or more. A cup of coffee is not going to have that. But she gets in some caffeine, gets great protein. And then she has her supplements, which are greens, B12 complex, beef organ capsules, vitamin D, and fermented cod liver oil capsules. Now, those are supplements that she's taking because she believes in the health benefits. I do recommend supplements to my clients, but if they're already taking stuff and they like them, I just let them go ahead and keep doing that. If I have somebody who says, you know, hey, out of everything I'm taking, what do you think are the most important, the most significant things? Then I will give recommendations. So there is a podcast that we can have you listen to that will help. And it is my most recommended supplements is podcast 1384, which is a nutrition podcast titled My Most Recommended Supplements. Pretty good title there. But you can find that podcast on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. We have a podcast player on our website that goes back, I believe, 300 episodes. And then we have description underneath the player on how to find older episodes. But podcast 1384 talks about my most recommended supplements if you want to check that out. And if you want to learn more about collagen protein supplements, we do a podcast 1695 as well. So that's what she does for breakfast. So what I wrote back in response was freaking awesome high protein start to the day. If your stomach digests this well without bloating and gas, then this would be a great to keep in. Now, for a lot of people, if they take that much protein powders in one time, they're going to have digestive issues. If that's the case, you can bring down the powders and add in a more whole food protein source. The benefit of doing a mixed whole food and protein powder is you just don't need as much whole food, so it's easier to eat that and then still be able to work out. But if you're getting digestive issues from just powders alone, then adding in some whole food mixed with the powders to reduce the need of powders, the amount of powders needed, will help digestion as well. So I wrote her, you know, if you're digesting that well, it's been something you're doing consistently, then keep it in. Then what I wrote was, I'd like to add some carbs for energy and to reduce cortisol response from the workout. If she's working out with just caffeine and protein in her system, the hope would be is that she has some glycogen for kind of breakdown for glucose use to give her some energy in her workouts. Now, her workouts are a mixture of strength and I guess you'd call functional fitness. Like, we've done World Firefighter Combat Challenge. She's the world champion 2 years in a row and even won the team championship. So she does like first responder type training that we would train for that along with powerlifting. She's an elite powerlifter actually as well. So very, very, very strong. And we add in elements, fitness elements that would be related to first responder type skill set as like a firefighter. So really fun programming. Now, that style of training has really short, high-intensity bouts of effort. That's going to be better fueled for performance through glucose than ketones, so it would be better for us to give her some glucose to fuel the workout rather than have her to go kind of fasted in regards to energy nutrients. So she's going to have protein in her system, which helps with muscle repair, muscle maintenance, muscle growth, but it doesn't help with energy. So the only thing she has for energy is caffeine, but if she's burning caffeine and doesn't have carbs and fats to support that, then her body's going to start tapping into resources, stored body fat, stored glycogen. It's also going to increase her cortisol response, which can be leading to increased water retention, decreased sleep quality, decreased amount of protein synthesis following the workouts. There could be some negative impacts to working out in a fasted state in regards to energy nutrients. I know she's not fasted because she has protein in the typical sense of the definition of fasted, but not having energy nutrients consumed will create an energy fast, if that makes sense. So she doesn't have an energy source coming in, and that's going to be her fasted state. So that's going to really increase cortisol. It's going to cause like a little bit of like a fight or flight type response to the body. It's going to create a stressful environment. If we give her some carbohydrates, that's going to reduce the cortisol response. That's going to reduce water retention issues that she might be having based on the cortisol. And it'll reduce the sleep problems she might be having due based on the cortisol. And then also, it's just going to help increase her performance. Since she does do high-intensity short-bout efforts, the quality of the performance is very glucose-dependent. So that will give her better energy and better intensity for the workout. Since she's already having powders, I suggested a good supplement to add would be Nutrabio Supercarb. It's a carbohydrate supplement that also has some performance elements in it that will help with hydration, retention, so that way she'll be better hydrated throughout the workout. So Nutrabio Supercarb, you can look that up on their website or on, you know, just Google or Amazon. And one scoop will give her about 25 grams of carbohydrates, and we're going to start to drink that at the beginning of the workout into the middle of the workout. So that was the suggestion. Great job getting protein in before the workout, getting your other supplements in, but we don't want to go into the workout with an energy fast. We want to have some energy nutrients coming in. Since she's having it directly before her workout, the best source would be carbohydrates. Cool. Now, the next thing she does, she says, some days I'll have a banana or an everything bagel from Costco post-workout. Usually I'm training clients and don't eat at all. Ugh. So she does say that she does have an essential amino acids supplement post-workout. My response was, I don't believe you'll need the essential amino acids unless you like it for taste. She has so much protein coming in before the workout, and it would be better for us in regards to supporting protein synthesis, muscle creation process, to get something that has a higher amount of impact than just essential amino acids. That's going to be such a small amount of protein coming in that it's unlikely to maximize protein synthesis ability or, you know, capacity at that time. So we want to drop the EAAs, essential amino acids, and instead have a whey protein. But I would actually like her to do a whey and casein blend since she's training clients for hours. I don't want her to have the protein coming in and then it kind of falls away and she's left with nothing for a couple hours. We want to have a fast digesting protein but also a slow digesting protein to help kind of provide protein throughout that entire time block of training clients. So we want a whey and casein blend. The recommendation I gave her was Nutribio Muscle Matrix. It happened to be Nutribio for both recommendations. Didn't have to be. I'm not like sponsored by them. I just think both those products work very well for her needs. Like the Supercarb had the energy, but plus also the hydration retention component. And then the Muscle Matrix from Nutribio is great because it's that whey and casein blend. And that will help give her the more protein support for protein synthesis, muscle creation. And then I also said keep in the banana and the bagel. So don't have just the banana or the bagel. Definitely have both and definitely have them. So try not to skip your post-workout meal and just go into training clients. That essential amino acids post-workout and without anything coming in, woof, she was going to be super underfed during her recovery period, which is, again, going to increase cortisol, increase stress, increase water retention. So this could be a huge component as to why she was feeling less lean, less crisp than what she wanted, given how healthy she was eating and how active she was. So we're going to have the banana and the everything bagel, and we're going to add in the whey and casein protein blend. Now, next, for lunch, she said she usually has leftovers, which is 6 to 8 ounces of a meat. She usually has salmon, and then salad or other vegetables, and then a cup of rice and or beans. She said the other proteins they frequently eat are lamb chops, and they'll sometimes have that, or chicken breast, or chicken thighs. And I wrote, great, we can definitely keep that. The 6 to 8 ounces of meat will provide, you know, somewhere around 30 to 50 grams. Will provide great protein. And then for the rice and beans, I wanted her to eat an amount that would provide 30 to 50 grams of carbs of energy. So I want her to get an energy source there. Now, 30 to 50 grams of carbs is actually really low for her activity level and how active and just kind of lean she is. But it's going to help taper the calories down leading into the end of the day since we increased the calories at the beginning of the day. We don't want to have an overall crazy increase of calories if we're trying to get leaner. We just wanted to redistribute the calories to better match her activity level. So having the Supercarb powder before the workout, having the Muscle Matrix protein, you know, powder after the workout with the banana and the bagel is going to increase our calories at around the workout time. So now we got to start pulling calories away from the rest of the day. So we want to control our calories and still give her energy in the middle of the day because she still has the rest of the day to go. So we want to start with 30 to 50 grams of carbohydrates from whatever amount of rice and beans that would need to make that provide that many grams of carbs. Then dinner, she says, is a problem. is a protein. Okay, that's much better. So dinner is a protein. So again, she has salmon, chicken, lamb chops, maybe occasionally pork chops. And then she typically has a salad kit, steamed or grilled veggies, such as Brussels sprouts, squash, and then she usually adds rice. Now, at this time, I said I would suggest the same thing here, heavy on protein, around 6 to 8 ounces, even up to 10 ounces if you're really hungry, because we would take the protein in towards the end of the day and before bed, so that way she has more protein to digest throughout the nighttime to provide, you know, better muscle creation while she sleeps. And I would focus on vegetables, getting in maybe 30 grams of carbohydrates from vegetables. And I would keep that as the focus because it'll provide a high-volume meal to make her feel like it's a very large meal. So I would avoid carbohydrate sources such as the rice and beans because that's not going to lead to a lot of food. and it's going to feel like she doesn't get to eat a lot. If she focuses more on vegetables to get her 30 grams of carbs, it'll feel like a much bigger meal. It'll also provide higher amounts of fiber, which will help just with digestion. It helps blunt, you know, kind of sugar responses towards the end of the day. So that is what our dinner is going to be, is still focused on 6 to 8 ounces of meat, maybe up to 10 ounces if she's hungry. She can do meat substitutes, you know, tofu, and there's a lot of other meat substitutes out there. We actually just had a podcast on how to hit, like, protein content if you're not, if you don't like meat. So you can check out that podcast. It was podcast 1781. It was a nutrition podcast titled Reaching Your Daily Protein Requirement Without Dairy, Protein Drinks, and Red Meat. So you can listen to that podcast if you'd like to not have to eat 6 to 8 ounces of meat twice a day. But that's the recommendation for this client. Now, this is going to be what will help her and help kind of push us into the next stage of eating not healthy only. We want to eat in a way that matches her activity. That is going to help her a lot. Now, she said sometimes after dinner they have extra snacks and sweets and odds and ends. So I listed as part of the overall summary of the suggestions, I also included that she can have a snack post-dinner, just keep it around 200 calories or less. So look for, you know, low sugar, low fat type options. Something that's 200 calories, gives you a little bit of sweetness to have with her significant other as a little treat at the end of the day, but doesn't derail our progress. So the summary of suggestions I wrote was morning food, as usual, pre and intra-workout, add the super carb from Nutribio, post-workout, have the banana, have the everything bagel, and add Nutribio Muscle Matrix. Lunch, we're going to do 6 to 8 ounces of meat with 30 to 50 grams of carbs from rice, beans, etc. And then dinner is 6 to 8 ounces of meat with 30 grams of carbs from vegetables. Snacks, keep under 200 calories if you're having sweets. Cool. So I continued and I wrote, I believe if you have more food around your training time, you'll improve water retention and daytime fat burning by reducing cortisol, and it'll reduce hunger urges to graze and snack throughout the day and in the evenings. And it'll help our strength and muscle definition goals as well. So she's going to continue to get stronger, even though she's strong as hell already, have an elite total. We're going to keep getting stronger. And she looks freaking great. She can step on stage. She's like 6 to 8 weeks from stepping on stage to do women's figure anytime she wants. So she's very lean. So that's going to just help us get even leaner. I then wrote that you don't have to track your macros if you're consistent with the morning pre and intra and post and lunch. So if the morning routine is similar, the intra-workout and post-workout supplements are the same, the lunch is similar, then if those elements are pretty consistent, you don't need to track them every day. In the evening, you may want to check your nutrition labels, do some loose tracking mentally just to see where you're at with those meals to ensure you're consuming around 40 to 60 grams of protein and staying around the 30 grams of carbohydrate goal. If you hit near those targets at night and keep the snacks and sweets under 200 calories, you'll notice an aesthetic improvement in 2 weeks. She'll definitely notice it within 2 weeks, no doubt. If you want, we can start with those suggestions and see how your body responds, and I can help make more tweaks after the first week or so. So that's awesome. So that was our approach. That's what the changes we're going to make. She wrote back, awesome, Rob. Thank you a lot. Ordering the pre and intra-workout carb and whey protein for post-workout. Now, I'll drop the rice and beans and other carbs from my evening meal and load up on vegetables instead. Excellent. So, that's everything we want. This is an example of how we would take somebody's nutrition in which they eat healthy, but they're not as lean as they want. What we need to do is better match the timing of the intake to their activity levels, and then make sure that they're not overly fasted energy-wise. At any point in the day, we want to kind of provide the body about what it needs at every moment of the day. If we give it what it needs, it has no need to save anything, which would be what it's saving is body fat. So we want to just give the body what it needs and let it be healthy and happy, have no need to store anything, but not also give it surpluses that can lead to extra body fat or anything. So you're just looking to match what the body needs. If you're active during the day and inactive at night, eat more during the day and eat less at night. It's that simple. It's a little complex trying to implement that, but the concept is simple. Cool. Well, if you have any questions, if you need anything, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Remember that you always have the free resource of the podcast. We have free nutrition information on our website, and then we also have the services available if you want one-on-one help with nutrition only, or if you want one-on-one help with nutrition and training. We have that service available, and you can learn more about that on our website, www.brilliantgym.com. Okay, great. Well, if you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on the website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.